This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, put the first hour in the Radio Hall of Fame. I do deserve a Marconi, no question about that. Anyway, hour two, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. For listening to the USA Audio Network, if you're looking for the velvet voice of Wayne Allyn Root, you'll get it on Thursday. He is off tonight and tomorrow. I think he gave a very important speech down in Florida. Who knows? He might be actually having dinner right now with Donald Trump. So we'll get those stories when he comes back on Thursday again. Christopher is down in Dallas, Texas, and he is pushing the button, spinning the dials, as he always does. If you guys want to go back and forth on the show, Lee LC Radio is a great place to go, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. And you know what? I'll also take calls if you want to call the number here in Connecticut, which is 860-464-9490. I can figure out a way to spin and get you up and on the air. So we'll put you on hold, and we'll get to you if we can before the bottom of the hour. Again, you can also go on to my Facebook page, Lee LC Voice of Freedom, and then check that out as well. So let me finish up what I was talking about before, because I did want to get to the immigration issue. We were talking about Title 42 and what it does and the ramifications that it has. And it essentially just opens the floodgates for anybody. What people don't realize is this word asylum, which is thrown around, and I'm going to play you a couple of pieces of audio here in a second, but the word asylum, which is thrown around often, is so misleading. You know, per the rules, per immigration rules, you are not supposed to jump over a country and claim asylum in the next country. For example, if you're living in Mexico and Mexico was religiously or politically persecuting you for whatever beliefs you had and you needed asylum because you were fearing for your safety, you could do that because the United States is the next country and we would decide at that point after a hearing whether or not to grant you asylum. Now, you're not supposed to be able to skip countries. You're not supposed to come from Guatemala or El Salvador or any other Central American country and skip over a country like Mexico and beeline towards the United States to ask for asylum. And I know my progressive friends will say, well, you don't have any heart. You know, you're ruthless. You don't have any feelings. You want these people to suffer. No, I'm the exact opposite. You see what happens when they're on their way here. The sex trafficking is through the roof. The fentanyl abuse, through the roof. The Mexican cartels control all of that. You realize they're winning this war against the United States government. And there was a report that came out, I think it was three days ago, where the government of China is selling pill presses to the Mexican cartel so that they can actually press, not to a drug company, but turn fentanyl into pills at a much quicker rate. That's a true story. It's out there. You may not have seen it because the mainstream media is not going to find that. What is wrong with us? Where have we lost our way in this equation? And why, oh, why do you think this administration wants so many illegal aliens to migrate to this country? And, you know, when this was first happening, I've been doing this for a long time. When this immigration issue, which has been an issue for the last well, forever, right? For as long as I've been doing this, but certainly for the 20 years I've been on the air, it's been part of the conversation. But it's always had an impact on the political discourse. But now, it's never been as bad. And we can solve this problem with a little will. But the issue is, I always thought it can't be as simple as they just want to flood the market with people that eventually will vote for them. Because they don't even know if these people will vote for them down the road. Like, there's a question. I question whether or not the God-fearing Christian Central American people or Mexican people who come here will vote for Democrats. They'll vote for them maybe in the first generation. But it's doubtful that the ideas that the Democrats propose or the plans that they have are ones that jive with that kind of a mindset. So I always question that. But now as I'm looking at it, the sheer numbers, the sheer chaos that's caused, and the chaos that's caused in these states, in Texas, et cetera, these border states, I mean, it's ripping these states apart. And Biden does nothing about it. It does not tackle any of the issues that are in front of us when it comes to immigration. And, you know, he sent, what, 1,500 Marines down there to babysit. They're doing nothing but administrative work and warehouse work. I know I talked about that last week. So I want to play you a couple of cuts. And the first one is Lindsey Graham. And he's going toe-to-toe with Mayorkas, who is the United States Secretary of Homeland Security, and an absolute embarrassment.
You rolled out a new phone app called CBP.
We are working within a system that is absolutely broken.
Who broke this system that you're trying to fix?
This is our collective problem.
You've been,
and well, we need to
wait,
collectively.
Wait a minute now. You, on your watch, Mr. Secretary, we've gone from the lowest illegal crossings in December 2020 to all-time highs with over 2 million last fiscal year. On your watch, we changed policies in a bad way. Across our border on the terrorist watch list is going up like a rocket.
So, no answer to any of that from Lindsey Graham as he went toe-to-toe with Mayorkas. Now, the second cut is even more powerful because it shows you the pure insanity of what's happening again at the border. This is Josh Hawley, again, toe-to-toe with Mayorkas.
You rolled out a new phone app called CBP One. It allows non-citizens without appropriate documents for admission to schedule an appointment to come to the border. It's like a concierge service for illegal immigrants. You didn't think the border crisis was bad enough. You characterized this when you rolled it out as an application for applying for asylum. But nowhere on the app do you actually require the illegal migrants to apply for asylum or to claim asylum or anything about asylum. And in fact, when they then get to the border, you don't ask them questions, you don't do interviews, you just release them. So rather than building a wall, Mr. Secretary, you have built Ticketmaster for illegal immigrants.
You've exhausted the patience of the American people. You should resign.
I couldn't agree more. He has been a disaster. You would think that he is just the face of this, obviously. This is a directive coming from higher up than even him, way above his pay grade, to allow all these people in. Immigration, again, and humanitarian groups in the past were accusing Trump and previous administrations, but in particular Trump, of trying his best to deny tens of thousands of people from migrating to the United States. And we had the lowest border crossings during Trump's administration than at any other time in recent history. And now all of a sudden, in a mere matter of two years, we've had an explosion at the southern border. What do you think this is going to do? What do you think this is going to do to jobs? What do you think this is going to do to quality of life? And what is an appropriate number? Like, what is a saturation point? I have this conversation all of the time, and I know, actually, I'm in a super minority here. I think there are too many damn people already in this country. And to flood more and more and more. What makes us special is that we've got room to breathe, for God's sake. We're not on top of each other. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, like they are in India or China or other progressing nations. I don't want to live like my shoulders are cinched up and I'm side to side with somebody. You know, America wasn't built like that. And how many people is actually the saturation point? What do you think? I mean, we got supposedly 330 million, although my guess is we probably have more like 40 or 50 illegals, 50 million illegals here. So we probably have somewhere close. I bet you we're closer to 400 million people than we are to 350 million. That would be my guess. So how many people is enough people? What do you think is a good amount of people to actually occupy the United States of America? I don't know where you are in this country. I mean, like I said, all these great radio stations across the entire nation from sea to shining seas. But I know what it's like in Connecticut. Where I broadcast every single day. If I take a drive around Connecticut, and Connecticut's supposed to be rural, right? They are laying waste to anything that is open space to build apartment complexes or condos or housing projects or malls or Costco's or BJ's. What's happening in your state? Is the same thing happening? And when are we at this saturation point for human beings to keep our life comfortable here in the United States of America? I think we've already reached it. I think we've passed it. We destroy everything that we touch. I think it's dangerous. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie once again, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. We'll chat. We've got a couple of things to get to. I want to talk about actually a victory, if you will, for female athletics, and I'll talk about that when I come back. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk about what Tucker had to say. He's got a new show and a new platform. We'll play you what he had to say about that. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
This is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryne Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chicken dinner, casino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me.
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is
from Goodfellas.
This is from Goodfellas.
Yeah, remember? Okay, remember when Henry's all coked out?
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's all paranoid that Chopper's following
him. Yeah, he's driving around.
This is the song.
Oh, is it?
Really? I had to hurry home, get stirring the meat and the gravy. My little brother was watching everything. Karen was all coked up. I was all coked up. Yeah, it was like one of the best scenes you'll ever see in that movie because it was just so fast paced and it caught that emotion of being that just overdriven with paranoia and drugs.
Well, since we are on an Italian theme tonight,
what
is your favorite? I mean, is your favorite mob movie Godfather 1 and 2?
First off, there's no such thing as the mob. What's the matter with you?
Okay, well, it's a fictional mob movie.
Yeah, this so-called mafia thing, you know, that they made up in the Sunday funny papers.
Yeah.
All right. Godfather 1 is obviously going to be at the top. Okay, my Mount Rushmore. Godfather.
Yeah, okay.
Goodfellas. The Departed.
Yeah, that's weak.
Why? Because it's Irish.
I just did it. I'm sorry. I take that back. I thought you were talking about The Irishman. I didn't like The Irishman.
Irishman was too long. Way too long.
Okay, I take it back. Departed was good.
All right, so The Departed. And you know what? Number 4, without a doubt, Casino.
Casino's a good movie. I'll give you that. I mean, The Godfather 1 and 2 are epics. I don't even know if you can... I mean, you have to make your own mountain for that, like your own Mount Rushmore. It's like separate from all the rest. But, I mean, Goodfellas is a great movie. Departed is good. It should be up there on the... I give you that.
Yeah.
I give you that. It's good.
Well, here's the thing. 1 and 2 for Godfather, I would put that in that one position because they really do intertwine. The third one, yikes.
The third one was not very good.
Not very good.
Do you put Scarface as a mob movie or no?
That's just a gangster movie.
That's a gangster. That's different.
Yeah. It doesn't have that same prestige,
Donnie Brasco on that list?
Honorable mention, but really good.
And so Heat wouldn't be on that list either.
No.
Okay. I'm just quickly looking it up. All right.
How about you?
I think you've named some good ones. Obviously, Godfather 1.
Right.
I know I'm going to forget one. Or Once Upon a Time in America is good, but that might be.
Yeah.
So Pulp Fiction's technically a movie that, like
that's
that.
That's a gangster
really.
Movie.
Yeah, you're right. There's a
that's a gangster movie with multiple arcs, or, story arcs. All right.
Maybe what we're finding out, there's not enough mob movies. Maybe we need some more.
Let me ask you this. All right, you got your mob movies. We all know what they are. We all know the hits. But what's the one, and I ask this in two parts. A, what's the one you can nail every line from that movie, because there's not a guy who can't do Goodfellas or The Godfather.
Right.
Me and Wayne, all the time, at least once or once every 2 weeks, once a week, we're quoting The Godfather.
Yeah.
And, you know, Goodfellas. You know, one you can't quote. You can easily quote, and one even if you have the movie, it's on like TV. You can stop and go, I'm all in, you know, not change the channel. I mean, what would be one of the?
I don't know. Re-ask me that question because I'm not really sure what you're asking me.
Okay,
asking it to me again, like a human, like a person speaking English this time.
It's for Nietzsche. I'm about ready to cuss you out in Spanish and Italian.
Ask me the question again.
No, okay. So what would be a mob movie that sticks out to you?
Yeah.
That you can easily, just recite the lines line by line.
Okay.
And, or, you see it on TV, even if you own it on Blu-ray or DVD, you can just sit and watch it anyway. It doesn't matter. What would be that one title that sticks out to you that you can put those two elements together?
Yeah, Godfather would be at the top of that list, without question. I don't think I could quote, even though I've seen it probably a dozen times, I don't think I could quote Goodfellas like you could, right? No, I'm sorry.
My mother,
Godfather with you.
My mother, may she rest in peace. She said it got to be real concerning because I was nailing every line of that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like, do the pickup, blah, 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 blah. You know, like a lot of that we can't do here. But, you know, one of my favorite scenes from Goodfellas is after they take care of Billy Batch, may he rest in peace, honest God-loving man, after Billy Batch, but they go to his mother's house. And that food scene where they're eating the food.
Right.
Matt, can I borrow this? You know, the poor thing. You know, it's got its paw. What do you call that? Off. You know?
Yeah. You know that a lot. Most of that scene was improv.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Well, and by the way, that whole you think I'm funny thing was a prank on the extras.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that was a prank. It was an improv prank, and they just left it in.
Well, since we're talking about movies and the music is playing and we've destroyed yet another thing. What's your favorite sports movie of all time while I got you?
Eight Men Out.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'd have to actually think about which one. I would have to probably say
Field of Dreams. Let me rethink that.
No. Think it. Well,
Pride of the Yankees. Done.
Okay. Well, that's good. No, it's a great movie. I can't remember the last time I've seen that. But that's a good one. I'll give you that.
All right,
listen, we got to go. We got to take a break. We'll come back. I do want to finally get to Tucker Carlson. He has a huge announcement. We'll play that audio for you up on the Twitter, and we'll see what he's got to say. He's embattled with his former employer, Fox, about his contract. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now!
USA News Update. President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Afterward, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said nothing positive came from the meeting.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at,
I didn't see any new movement.
McCarthy says another meeting has been set for Friday. A New York City jury found former President Trump liable in a civil rape defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Carroll claimed Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s, allegations Trump has denied. The jury sided with Carroll and has awarded her nearly $5 million in damages. More interest rate hikes could be in our future. That's according to New York Fed President John Williams. He says policymakers remain focused on returning inflation to their target goal of 2% and said it'll take a while for the Fed's previous rate hikes to work their way through the economy. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back
back, everyone. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie in the state-of-the-art Full Power Radio studio, broadcasting from one coast to another on the USA Audio Network. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, with his shine box in hand, ready to rock and roll as we are embarking on, I guess, the second half of the program. We're 90 minutes in, 90 minutes to go. After the top of the hour, I'll bring on a few guests. We'll have some fun with them, talk a little AI with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. It should be interesting. And Talkers Magazine is sort of like the trade journals for talk radio, but it's an interesting sort of magazine. And he's an interesting guy, and I think you'll enjoy the conversation that we have. We always kind of get together a couple times a year to talk about what's different and what's new out there. So we'll do that after the top of the hour. I did want to talk, though, about Tucker, because obviously it's big news. So Tucker is back. Apparently he's going to be on Twitter. And he said in a video, which I'm going to play the audio here from that video in just a second, but he said today that he is relaunching his own show on the social media platform, which, again, is owned by Elon Musk. And he basically, you'll hear the audio, but he fired away at journalism and truth in journalism. And whatever you think about Tucker, whether you like him or hate him or watched him or didn't watch him, it should be an interesting dynamic, because this is the first real big star that I know of, that I can think of, that is going to be broadcasting solely on a platform like Twitter. I don't think anybody else does a show just through Twitter. Other people have their own platforms, like O'Reilly has his own platform where he broadcasts, and I'm sure that Twitter might pick it up. But this sounds like it's a concerted effort between Musk and Tucker, which I don't know what that means for the industry. I mean, you've got Elon's financial backing and Tucker now, who is riding about as high as you can ride, because even people who loved Fox are very down on Fox for dismissing him the way that they did. So it's an interesting dynamic. So let me just play this. And this is his announcement as it came about on Twitter a few hours ago.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You often hear people say the news is full of lies. But most of the time, that's not exactly right. Much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is, in fact, true in the literal sense. It could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated. How does that work? Let's see. If I tell you that a man has been unjustly arrested for armed robbery, that is not, strictly speaking, a lie. He may have been framed. At this point, there's been no trial, so no one can really say. But if I don't mention the fact that the same man has been arrested for the same crime 6 times before, am I really informing you? No, I'm not. I'm misleading you. And that's what the news media are doing in every story that matters, every day of the week, every week of the year. What's it like to work in a system like that? After more than 30 years in the middle of it, we could tell you stories. The best you can hope for in the news business at this point is the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. But there are always limits. And you know that if you bump up against those limits often enough, you will be fired for it. That's not a guess. It's guaranteed. Every person who works in English language media understands that. The rule of what you can't say defines everything. It's filthy, really, and it's utterly corrupting. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it's enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments. Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter, where we are now. Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets. You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works, and we're sick of it. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We'll be bringing some other things, too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
All right, there you go. So interesting stuff coming through that, and what that takes a shape of will be interesting to see, and what dynamic, if he's got nobody who is dictating what he can and can't say. We'll see what ends up happening with that. I, you know what's amazing about Tucker, and so you know that was sort of us being very gentle and kind to Tucker. What's amazing about Tucker is all the nasty, negative things that he had said and got away with behind the scenes about Trump and all of that that he didn't go on the air with. So even though you like the idea that he is moving and supposedly into a direction where he's going to deliver constant and total honesty, it's coming from a place where he wasn't totally honest. So I don't know how much of that you can actually trust. And that's a problem that I'm going to have trouble getting around, right? I mean, I'm sure you've all read some of the ugly emails and some of the backroom chatter that he had and the other three big hosts on Fox about Trump, and then they had to go out and go on the air and actually, basically massage him and sort of keep quiet about some of that stuff. Yeah, Chris, what's up?
Hey, so actually, are you done with the Tucker thing? When you're done with the Tucker thing, I actually want to follow that because you bring up media networks and bring up cable personalities. I wanted to ask you, what's your reaction? Because I know a lot of people who are CNN viewers are having like an actual Chernobyl-like moment because, you know, President Trump's going to be on CNN tomorrow in a town hall. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I think it's the best thing they could have done. I mean, you're talking about the people out there don't think that he should be on there?
Yeah, I mean,
I got to be honest.
Some people are thinking it's going to be a hit job. I mean, yeah. I think Caitlin Collins is fairly... I mean, look, I actually believe the CEO of CNN, it's a new CNN. I mean, yeah. And you could see the on-air product has shifted. It takes time.
Right.
Right now... Fox and their main demographic. Did you see the new numbers today?
No, I didn't see them today.
Last place in their key demographics.
Is that right?
And by the way, to the audience, that means who the people. These are people that Fox targets the most, and that in that group, they are last. MSNBC is beating them in their key demographic.
Yeah.
So, you know, Rachel Maddow, who I used to think was Tucker Carlson's double identity, that was a joke, she is dominating that time slot right now. So, just, I was curious what you thought about that, you know, Trump doing the whole CNN town hall. Yeah. And I know a lot of people are fumed on both sides of the political spectrum. I was just curious what you thought.
Well, so let me give it to you from a couple of different vantage points. One is... I run my show a little different than most other conservative talk show hosts. I welcome anybody from the other side of the aisle. I want to have that debate. Now, do they come on? No, very rarely, because I think they're feeling as though they're coming from a position of weakness and they don't want to do that here with me. But they're always invited. So that's number one. So I give CNN credit for doing that. Now, obviously, it's a huge rating scenario for them. And for him to agree to come on there, first of all, it shows you, here's what it shows you. Here's the biggest thing that it says to me. Trump is not afraid of anything. Like, Trump does not care what questions they're going to ask him. In other words, they're going to ask him everything under the sun. I assume they didn't have any, or don't have any agreement going into this on what they can and can't ask. That's my guess. So, maybe with the legal proceedings, they won't be able to advance too much on that. But think about that. Going into enemy territory and knowing that you're going to be, basically, he's going to be a bullseye on your back. That shows me that he's not afraid of his answers, which means he's confident in what he's got to say. Now, whether that's right or wrong, that remains to be seen. But I think from that vantage point, I got to respect him for that.
I mean, Caitlin Collins is doing the interview. It's not going to be Jim Acosta, obviously not Don Lemon. By the way, I actually said this to Wayne. Could you imagine those two doing a show together? It would be huge. It would be huge.
Who?
Don Lemon and Tucker. But, I'm serious. Yeah, well, you make Tucker like Don Lemon a one week thing.
I think they hate each other, though. I know,
that's what makes it good TV.
Well, who's he going to go on? What show? Who's going to hire them for that?
Comedy Central? I don't know. No, they're cutting back to over there at Paramount.
Well, what do you
Never
think
mind.
About it? You brought it up. What do you think?
You know, look, I think right now, Trump is, President Trump is not going to go near Fox. There's a lot of animosity for him to do anything like that with them right now. If that's going to have to blow over, and I said this to Wayne off air, you know, he's at some point going to need Fox. These alternative conservative outlets just don't have that reach. They don't have the distribution that Fox does. I think in the long run, Fox will survive this. They're going to take a hit for a while, the same way CNN took a hit, the same way MSNBC took a hit, but they'll come out of it. I mean, they got endless capital behind them.
What is it that Fox is going to take a hit with?
Well, losing Tucker, I mean, you're losing a big chunk of the audience. He's going to take people with him. So wherever he goes, he has his loyalists, just like in this business. Certain radio talent have loyalists. So it'll trickle downhill. The storm will pass. But right. It's going to take time.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little dissection from Dallas, Texas on what's happening. We're coming right back, everybody. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. You are listening again to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back on Thursday live and in person. Again, Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, receiving a whole bunch of hate mail, as a matter of fact. And Linda writes in that Christopher is a mouth breather with greasy hair and acne. So,
that's the third woman this evening that's written in
that's not happy with him. Or anything
that Chris just wanted to go on there and be a radio guy. All of a sudden, yeah. Linda didn't approve.
Knocked you down. That's like the first time a woman has said that to you, I'm sure. Hey, I want to talk about...
You know what it's like? It's like when Pesci goes to get made. That's how I feel like when Pesci goes to get made in Goodfellas.
That half a second when he realizes...
Oh, no!
That's you, baby. That's you. All right, let me talk quickly about the trans runner barred from the Olympics. The World Olympics has decided... The World Athletics Department and Federation has decided to ban the transgender women from participating in women's sports in the summer 2024 Paris Olympics. And the reason why they are doing it is to protect the female category. Good for them. Finally get one right. Finally they get one right. This is a bunch of absolute nonsense. And I feel like we started talking about this a couple of years ago, and now it's, you know, full steam ahead. In every outlet, every high school, every college across the country has to deal with somebody who's feigning that they are a female when in fact they are a male. And this particular person who actually was the focal point of this, I mean, I hate to say this, it's mean, but it's a man. I mean, it's a sprinter, but good God. I mean, it looks like a man. Arms a giant. Yeah, something like that. By the way, also, I know Wayne talks about the Wuhan flu often and vaccines, etc. How about this one? You ready for this? Scientist linked to the Wuhan lab back in business as the United States actually renews a grant for natural origins research. Under the new term, EcoHealth will receive $568,370 for each of the next 4 years to continue its work on bat origin coronavirus. It's committed, however, to contract work to China, to the Wuhan flu laboratory. You can't make this stuff up. So this laboratory, which unleashed this plague on the planet, and then, of course, we have these vaccines, which you can make an argument killed more people than the actual plague.
this group or a group associated with the Wuhan laboratory back in business on American dollars. One other thing before we get to a break. President Biden's job approval rating, not that good. Not that good. Right now, according to the ABC Washington Post poll, right now it sits at 42%, 42.5% approved, 53% disapproved. It's actually his second worst. Well, actually, he's been worse than this before in the past, but it's not good. Anyway, depending upon what poll you're looking at, it fluctuates a few points here and there. But for the most part, 42% approve, 53% disapprove of Biden. And they went over some potential general elections. And again, this is the same poll ABC News, Washington Post went with us. It's actually, this is an aggregate of all of the polls cobbled together. This is from Real Clear Politics. It says that if Trump were to face Biden, Trump 44%, Biden 43%. If DeSantis were to go against Biden, DeSantis 43.7, Biden 42.1. 42% of you out there, what is wrong with you? What is your malfunction? You just saw this man speak a few minutes ago on television. How can you possibly think that he could run the country for another 5 years? I'm like floored by that. I really am. I don't understand that. I don't get how somebody in good conscience can go to the polls and vote for him. Now, if you hate Trump and you hate Republicans and you hate the ideas surrounding anything that they have to do with, you would either not vote, which I wouldn't recommend, or you'd vote for a third party person. You wouldn't vote for a guy you know is completely incapable of doing the job. I would never do that. I think most people of character wouldn't do that. Why would you put somebody in a position where you know at the very best he's a puppet? At the very best he's a puppet for somebody else. And it's their will behind the scenes that's actually being, you know, pushed forward, not his and not yours. That's for sure. I don't get it. I do not get it. But anyway, Biden loses both to DeSantis and to Trump in the latest poll that's out there, the aggregate of a bunch of polls put together for that. There's also an interesting story about how black voters right now are losing confidence and losing faith in Biden. And maybe I can get to that a little bit later on, but it's an interesting read put together by Red State, where most of the folks who considered Biden their candidate, black folks, that is, they considered Biden their candidate, maybe shying away from him because, you know, he's said some of the most racist things, certainly in his entire career. You look back at some of the things he's done, so that really completely out of line. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, you can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. Feel free to send some nasty stuff about Chris. We can read that on the air, maybe after the top of the hour. Anyway, leelcradio, again, do that. You can also follow me on Twitter or like my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk to a radio icon next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.